You're listening to the news and music programs on Kansas City Radio and Television Station, and now welcome to our English news. This morning, Chairman of Kansas City People's Committee Chung Vik Chung had a meeting with Kansas University Student Committee of the International Forum for Sustainable Development of the Mekong Delta Vision to 2045, referred to as SDMD 2045. SDMD 2045 was initiated in October 2022 by Kansas University that coordinated with domestic and international partners to organize many important activities to contribute to finding a sustainable development direction for the Mekong Delta region in the new context and international integration towards 2045 vision. SDMD 2045 is held regularly every 2 years. The first SDMD 2022 took place at Kansas University with the theme Science and Technology Driving Force for Sustainable Development of the Mekong Delta. At the end of November 2024, the second forum will be held with the theme Industrialization Modernization, the Driving Force for Sustainable Development of the Mekong Delta. Up to now, the City People's Committee has issued a plan to direct relevant units to coordinate with Kansas University. Accordingly, on as aspects of work have been well prepared. City leaders ask relevant units to continue to review the work to organize this forum successfully. Also this morning, the Student Committee for Building a Learning Society, Literacy, Eradication, and Education Generalization in Kansas City held a conference to preliminarily review the 2-year implementation of the project on building a learning society for the period of 2021-2030 and Education Generalization and Literacy Eradication in 2023. In the past 2 years, the project has been effectively implemented. Notably, the school system continued to be expanded, upgraded, and more schools meeting national standards were built. The mobilization of children at kindergarten age, pupils at primary, junior, senior, secondary, and high school ages maintained, gradually improving the quality of education. The work of generalizing education and eradicating illiteracy was interested by all sectors and levels. Educational institutions from kindergarten to junior high school have focused on well implementing the National Day of Bringing Children to School. Supporting disadvantaged students to rise in learning was paid attention to. The Border Dong Thap Trade Promotion Expo 2024 opened on the evening of November 13th in Hong Ngu City, Dong Thap Province. The fair has a scale of about 200 booths with diverse and rich products from about 150 enterprises, reputable production and business establishments from 12 provinces and cities in Vietnam, Brai Vang Province, Kingdom of Cambodia. Participating in this fair, the Kantor Investment Trade Promotion and Exhibition Fair Center has supported 7 enterprises and 2 co-op entities that meet OCOP standards from 3 to 4 stars and typical products of enterprises in Kantor City to participate. Yesterday morning, Vietnam International Food Industry Exhibition 2024, or Vietnam Food Expo 2024, organized by Vietnam Trade Promotion Agency, opened at Saigon Exhibition and Convention Center in Ho Chi Minh City. This is the most comprehensive event in Vietnam's food industry. At this exhibition, Kantor Investment Trade Promotion and Exhibition Fair Center participated in the joint booth to develop the domestic market, promote on-the-spot exports to the agricultural products and food industry of Kantor City. Businesses accompanying the center to participate in the event are Mekong Fruit Limited Liability Company with many product lines of dried and frozen fruits, Haiji and Panacea Limited Liability Company with natural herbal tea product lines that has achieved 4-star OCOP certification, Highland Certification Office Limited Liability Company with consulting activities to issue Highland certification. It's noted the booths received many attention from visitors with the products of dried fruit, medicinal teas, etc. The Ministry of Industry, Trade, and Just organized the gala program of the 15-year campaign Vietnamese people give priority to using Vietnamese goods launched by the Politburo and implemented by the industry and trade sector. Data announced at the event shows that 15 years after implementing the campaign, Vietnamese goods have gradually affirmed their position in the domestic market. At the same time, the campaign also helps the habits and behaviors of Vietnamese consumers change clearly. The New Zealand government scholarship at the undergraduate level is implemented exclusively for Vietnamese students for the first time, applicable for the admission period in February 2026. New Zealand announced that it would award 14 scholarships worth NZD$15,000 each when applicants are admitted to one of the 8 New Zealand public universities in the top 2% of the best universities globally, according to the QS World University Rankings 2025. The program is expected to open applications in May 2025. In addition to the government scholarship program, New Zealand universities currently also offer quite a lot of scholarships for Vietnamese learners, with scholarship values ranging from NZD$5,000 to NZD$35,000. And that's all for now. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.